Okay, so as you are aware, this is a company that handles the platform that Customs uses for both import and export in this country. The Integrated Customs Management System is the one system that allows an end-to-end clearance of goods in this country. And we've been in operation, we went live, that was in June 2020, and we've been in operation till now. It's the only company that helps, and today you would know that the revenues, as far as you know, customs revenue is concerned, has gone up exponentially. We are able to help reduce the cost of doing business in this country. Transshipments in terms of goods that move from, you know, Ghana to Burkina Faso to Mali to all those places, it is our system that is being used. We have e-tracking systems, scanners placed at vantage points within the ecosystem, water trade ecosystem, that is being used to deal with these things. And of course, the members of parliament, that is the chairman of the committee and ranking, have said it all. I cannot blow my own horn. You've heard what they have said, what we do, and how the committee hopes to help us to be able to move beyond the shores of this country.
Is there any future upgradement or upgrade that you want to do, and what's the challenge you are going to do?
Well, when it comes to future upgrades that we are doing, currently we are building a tier 4 data center in this country, one of the best across the world, that will give you a lot of redundancy that, you know, when it comes to data, we'll be able to hold data in this country. We are properly certified by the Data Protection Commission, because you know that all the information that we're using is a web-based system. It is data that people are putting in, moving it from one end to another. And we are hoping that in some few weeks, this new data center will come live and the system will even be better than it is today.
All right, thank you very much.